were sure if the threats were real. People often make threats in Colombia, but they don't always carry them out. I was afraid, though, so I went to Medellin for a while to stay with my sister. I didn't like it there. We were living in a very rough and poor part of the city. I felt alienated and lonely. I kept thinking, why do I have to be displaced? There was no reason for it. I had done nothing to deserve it. I was bored out of my mind since I had nothing to do. My mother also suffered while I was away. That was another reason why I wanted to go back. Eventually, I called some people I knew in one of the armed groups. They asked some questions, and then they told me, no, you have no problem here in Apartado. I went back home, but then I received another threat. I was very afraid. I couldn't sleep. I cried at night because I felt so insecure. For a while, I stopped doing the workshops and stayed at home, but that made me even more miserable. After a few months, I started working with the children again. I couldn't stay away.
It's hard to understand why someone would threaten Wilfrido when all he had done in his barrio and in other places was help children. I wonder who was threatening him. I think it must have been an armed group that thought Wilfrido was working for another armed group and was recruiting new members at those workshops. Sadly, the threats prevented Wilfrido from living his life for a while. First, he went to Medellin to stay with his sister. His mother, he said, suffered while he was away. He didn't say why, but I think it's because he helps support her with the money he earns, and while he was gone, he couldn't contribute. After a while, Wilfrido returned to Apartado, but he stopped doing the workshops. That made him miserable, and a few months later he started doing them again. He couldn't stay away. He needed to be active, involved, and helping those kids. Let's finish reading his story. Continue near the bottom of page 170 where it says, I was raised in a violent environment.
I was raised in a violent environment, but I didn't choose that path. I used to think that in order to survive, you had to have a weapon in your hands. Now I know that what we